Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with our very special guest, Dr. Neil Bernard, who's a nutrition researcher and author of The Power Foods Diet. Doctor, thanks for joining us today. This is kind of interesting. Shawnee Hayes lost 100 pounds on this plant-based diet. Let's get into it. A lot of people's ears are now perked. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you today.
Yeah, let's get into it and talk about what the research shows and how did they lose all this weight?
Well, for starters, we've known for a long time that when people favor plant-based foods, that's the vegetables, the fruits, and whole grains and beans, they're getting lots of fiber. Fiber fills you up. It doesn't have much in the way of calories, and so it tends to help contain our appetite. But the newest research goes a step further. There are certain specific foods that actually trigger weight loss. They cause weight loss, and they do it by either ramping up your metabolism so you're burning calories more rapidly, or they tame your appetite so you're naturally satisfied and full before you've overdone it. You put it together, and overall, the weight loss that we see is equivalent to what you would see with a weight loss drug, but it's free because you're eating healthy foods.
Wow, that's so interesting. By the way, Shawnee, I understand that you're Prince George County, Maryland. Obviously, following the developments on the bridge collapse, hope everything is going well there for you and yours. But losing 100 pounds, I mean, I lost 100 pounds. It took me 3 years. And I found out I had type 2 diabetes, so I essentially just cut out all the carbs, you know, everything. But isn't it amazing how good you feel when you lose that kind of weight?
It absolutely is, and I was pre-diabetes, so I can definitely relate to your story.
Mm-hmm. So tell us how you feel, and just kind of the journey when you started seeing results like I did. It probably excited you to do more.
Absolutely. So, you know, I will say that I, you know, had dieted for decades, just, you know, trying every trend diet, every fad diet that had come out. And I never really found, you know, sustainable weight loss success. But as I transitioned to a whole food plant-based lifestyle, this was probably this was actually the only time where I was able to lose this weight. It came off gradually, it came off naturally, and I've been able to keep it off. And so the more that I learned about, you know, these power foods and started to build meals around them, the weight loss just became so much easier than anything I had tried before. And then also health issues, like I mentioned that I was dealing with, started to dissipate, and I actually came off medication as opposed to being on medication.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome. Doctor, when you look at these, some power foods, we're going to get into that in just a moment, but do some of these power foods have less, the carbohydrates and things like that, or is it just the combination of it that allows the weight loss journey to begin?
Well, what we have found is that people can actually say hello to carbohydrate again, what we've discovered. And people are afraid of that because they thought pasta and so forth, that's high in carbs, I won't be able to eat that. Among the power foods, we've been able to bring them back in and find that people start, their weight loss even accelerates. Let me give you an example. Let's say for breakfast when you were a kid, you liked French toast, and now you're never having it anymore. We have French toast that is made with a power ingredient. One is cinnamon, the ordinary spice. It sounds really small, but cinnamon actually accelerates your metabolism and helps you burn off calories more rapidly. Another one is blueberries. Put the blueberries into my blueberry cinnamon syrup. That's a calorie burner too. And in controlled randomized trials, when we use these foods, we find two things. First of all, people lose weight without trying. They're not limiting portions. They're not limiting carbohydrates. They're even eating more carbohydrates than before. But they're losing weight rapidly. 2 years later, we see the second thing, which is they never put the weight back on. They continue to slim down as long as they're eating these foods. Now, you can augment the effect if you want to by going to the gym and all that kind of thing. But even if you don't change your exercise, the power of foods will do this for you.
What happens, and you're a doctor, clearly, what happens with a person like me that does have type 2 diabetes, and I do have medication like metformin and insulin, things like that, and I've lost all the weight? Is there the ability to get off medication in that scenario as well while getting on these types of meal plans with ingredients like cinnamon and blueberries?
Yes. Back in 2003, the National Institutes of Health gave my research team a grant to answer exactly that question. And what we found is that the most effective diet for a person with type 2 diabetes is a diet that excludes animal products completely. You build it from plants. So have the bean burrito, not the meat taco. And keep oils really low. What this does is it improves your insulin sensitivity, so your body responds to your normal insulin. If you do this, it is so powerful that you need to let your doctor know you're about to start, because your doctor may have to ratchet back the medications that you're on, because the diet is powerful. It is like a drug. So let's say it's dinner time and spaghetti with meat sauce would be the routine. Take the meat sauce off. Have a chunky marinara sauce or my arrabbiata sauce. These are power foods. You're going to discover your blood sugar comes down, your weight comes down, your blood pressure comes down. But don't fire your doctor. Don't throw your medicines away. We want to make sure you want to work with your doctor so your doctor can back you off medicine at the right time. And we have seen people where they come off their medicines. In some cases, the disease just goes away. But work with your doctor.
And you, it's interesting because you say that it's the most effective way to trap, tame, and burn calories. I mean, it sounds like these foods go to work for you once you start eating them.
One of them is a real big surprise, and this comes from Tufts University in Boston. They brought in individuals and half of them ate white bread, white rice. The other half had whole grain bread, brown rice with all the fiber. And they discovered something that we didn't know. Fiber in your digestive tract acts like microscopic sponges going down your intestinal tract, finding calories you haven't absorbed yet, and carrying those calories out with the waste. So you're flushing them away. How much? About 100 calories per day that you never absorb. You can't turn them to fat. So it's an appetite taming effect. It's a metabolism boosting effect, but it's also calorie trapping. You put it all to work. And it's lentil soup, or it's a mango dal, or it's my carrot cake. Yeah. You make these power foods into delicious meals.
Excellent. We got about 10 seconds left. Give us a website.
PCRM.org. That's Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. PCRM.org.
Doctor, thanks for the time. Shawnee, congratulations on the weight loss. And again, we'll be looking at all the developments and the bridge collapse there in Maryland. Thanks, both of you, for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.